I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News. As more novel coronavirus cases are detected around the country, many large events like South by Southwest in Austin, Texas are being canceled. But those concerns have not come to Montana yet, at least by those people who flocked to events this weekend at Metro Park in Billings. It's basketball tournament time this weekend, and fear over the COVID-19 disease was not keeping Montanans home. It did not worry Billings resident Dan Brocklebank and his family.
No. Why not? Not worried at all.
Nor was Kyrie Bigback from Lame Deer.
Not really. I mean, I went to Los Angeles last week, and I didn't really have much concern either, except for when people were wearing the masks and stuff, then that kind of started to scare me.
The Brocklebanks and Big Back were among the nearly 12,000 fans who crowded into First Interstate Bank Arena at Metro Park to watch the Southern B Divisional girls and boys basketball tournament. Attendance was also brisk elsewhere at Metro Park campus at the 37th annual Spring Home Improvement Show, said show organizer Mark Hedin.
I don't think for the majority of Montanans that it's a real concern yet.
Keeping people safe anywhere at Metro Park is always a concern, said Metro Park Marketing Director Ray Massey.
We understand exactly what it is we need to do from a standpoint of keeping people safe. We face bugs of some nature all the time. With 700,000 people that come through here on average, we have a lot of interpersonal activity that goes on.
The cheers from the fans at the Southern B Divisionals are just a memory. But coming up fast at Metro Park Arena, the State A Combined Boys and Girls Tournament, Thursday through Saturday night, when Massey expects record attendance with three local boys and girls teams in the tourney. That's followed by the NAIA Women's Division I National Championships mid-March, with teams and fans coming from around the country. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.